Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family. Welcome to Sky's Revival Radio, a voice for revival across North America. We have been looking at the New Testament fulfillment of the Old Testament law concerning the sacrifice of the Lord and the scapegoat. This is found in Leviticus chapter 16, and the fulfillment of it is found in Matthew 27, where Jesus and Barabbas are the two goats brought before the people. One is chosen to be a sacrifice of the Lord, and one is allowed to go free as the scapegoat. But the one allowed to go free has all the sins of the people ceremonially transferred to it. So the heart of the matter is that the one chosen of the Lord is crucified, and the one chosen as the scapegoat is allowed to live in sin and continue in sin without hindrance or correction from the Lord. And that really changes everything. The Lord disciplines whom He loves. The mark of true sonship is that our Father disciplines and corrects us so that we become conformed to the image of Jesus. Those who are not called and chosen go merrily on their way, prospering in the world and in their sin. So when God chastises you, don't be upset. Say, "Thank you. Thank you for loving me enough to not let me go my own way." In the last lesson, we addressed dealing with the gross sins in our lives and bringing them to the altar of God to be crucified. As we become the sacrifice of the Lord, as we become the holy offering of God, we bring our sin to the altar to be crucified. So our gross sins would be adultery, pornography, violence, abuse, drunkenness, profanity, drugs, all these things. These things need to be crucified if we are chosen of the Lord. But we have very many more sins that are just below the surface. You know, we look at ourselves, and if we're not murdering somebody, we think that we're just fine and that we're pretty upstanding and good Christians. We go to church and we haven't killed anybody. That's not too bad. But that's not so. Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, if we so much as hold a grudge or anger or resentment against someone, we have committed the same sin as murder. We have murdered them in our hearts. And so God is very concerned about our heart attitude. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit to examine our heart and see where we might be holding onto resentment or bitterness or anger towards someone, and we must confess it and allow it to be crucified. We cannot hold on to it. It's not optional. If we are to be the chosen of the Lord, we must go onto the altar of God, and our sins must be put to death. They must be crucified. We can't say, oh, we're not that bad. In fact, we're pretty good. We go to church and we don't commit adultery. And to that I say, you probably commit adultery 100 times a day in your heart. Because the Lord says, whatever we think is the same as what we do. If we so much as look at someone with lust, we have committed adultery. Now, do you think you're so good? Now, do you think you're pretty upstanding? No, we have to examine these things and bring them to the altar. Now, think about the content of your media and the things that stimulate your imagination and your passions when you're on the internet or when you're playing your video games or watching your movies, whatever you're doing. Just think about the passions that are being stirred up in you. If you do this honestly, you'll most likely find that except for a few moments during the day, possibly at night when you're sleeping, all the rest of the time, your thoughts are involved with some form of sinful thinking. And our modern-day church doesn't address this because it's become out of fashion to talk about sin, especially sins of the heart. But these things are very much on the heart of God. God would have us to become pure in heart. Remember, he tells us in the Beatitudes, it is the pure in heart who will see God. That is, those who are pure in the thoughts of their heart. God wants a purity that goes beyond just not committing adultery physically with someone. He wants us to have a pure heart that doesn't commit adultery in our heart or our thoughts. And believe me, this is a great, all-consuming work today. This is a consuming work because lustful images are in our face everywhere we look. And we need a real cleansing of the Holy Spirit, a real work that he would burn up all of these lustful thoughts that come into our minds. And when we encounter a lustful image or something that causes us to think lustful thoughts, it's not okay to leave them there. It's not okay to dwell on those thoughts. God requires of us that we would run from sin. Flee immorality. Flee immorality physically and flee immorality in the thoughts of your heart. God requires that we would run from these sins and the lustful thoughts of our imagination. And so, we must run to God and say, oh God, please forgive me. Please cleanse me. Please make me a new creature in Christ. Please make me a blameless, innocent child of God in the midst of a perverse generation. Lord, please make me that new creature that seeks the things that are above and good and holy and pure. This is a great work. So applying the cross of Christ means allowing the Holy Spirit to examine our hearts to see where we are stumbling in our thoughts as well as our actions. So the crucifixion that we face as the chosen of God, as the beloved of God, it is a crucifixion of the sin that is in our lives. It is actually addressing the sin, not glossing over it, not just looking around and saying, oh, we don't look any worse than anyone else. That may be true, but that is not going to stand before the Lord, nor is that the spotless, holy, fragrant bride that the Lord is preparing for himself right now. If you would be fragrant to him, if you would be pleasing to him, allow the Holy Spirit to crucify these things in you. Now, you can't do it yourself. You can't just say, oh, I have to address this. No, you have to throw yourself before the Lord and say, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I can't get out of this sin, but I sure want to. I want to become pleasing to you. Please forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. This is our rock, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So as you begin to address these things and simply come before the Lord in humility and ask for his help, this is a prayer that God will hear and God will answer. This is real revival, addressing the thoughts of our heart, addressing our pastimes on the internet, addressing our entertainment, addressing all of the immorality that is stirred up in us. As we come before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me, God will hear and he will cleanse. Take encouragement from a young boy in our town, 15 years old, who heard this message and immediately began to deal with the pornography in his life. He went to his mother and he confessed his sin, and he asked his mother to put controls on his phone and not give him the passwords. There's a young man who is earnest about walking after God. He confessed his sins to God, and God has forgiven him. He is living revival right now. This is the type of seriousness that we need to have with God, not glossing over sin, but crucifying it. If you're just getting acquainted with Sky's Revival Radio, this is an outreach of the Sky Family Music and Revival Ministry, which travels the length and breadth of the U.S. and Canada, calling people everywhere to seek first the kingdom of God. You can listen to previous lessons of the whole Matthew series by typing Sky's Revival Radio into your search. You can also get Sky Family Music and our primary teaching tool, an encouraging book called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. If you have any prayer needs, type Sky's Revival Radio into your search. Let us know how we can pray with you. If you would like to help this ministry through prayer and support, please look us up at Sky's Revival Radio. That's spelled S-K-Y, like the sky above, so it's S-K-Y-S Revival Radio. Or you can call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Your contributions go directly to helping keep this radio station on the air. Thank you so much for your help. May the Lord bless you. We look forward to getting together with you again for the next lesson.